Tonight, if you've got your Bibles, go with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Start reading in verse 10. Ephesians 6, chapter 10. Familiar passage of Scripture here. But it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore." And having done all to stand, stand therefore. If you would pray with me tonight that the Lord just has His way in this service tonight. Lord God, we thank You, Lord, for this opportunity to come into Your house, Lord. God, to come in and be among Your people, dear God. Fill You tonight, Lord. We just ask that You move and have Your way in this service, dear God. Let Your will be done, dear God. Lord, we thank You. We praise You, dear God. We give You the glory for what You're going to do here, dear God. Oh, Lord, encourage us tonight, dear God. We praise You. We thank You, Lord.
Encourage Your people tonight, my God.
God, we give You glory and honor and praise. Paul said, "And having done all to stand, stand therefore." James Lawrence was a captain in the United States Navy just after the Revolutionary War. He joined the Navy in 1798, and by 1813 was promoted to captain. That means he had his own ship, he had his own crew, they listened to what he said, he was in charge, he told them what to do, where to go, how to go about things. He had several attributes to his name and won many victories. 2 months after being promoted, he engaged the Royal Navy ship Shannon in a fierce battle. This was him and another ship came into contact and engaged in a fierce battle. Lawrence was mortally wounded during the battle. His dying words to his crew as they carried him below were, "Don't give up the ship. Don't give up the ship." Tonight I want to talk to us for a little bit on "Don't give up the ship." You know, Lawrence's dying words, "Don't give up the ship," it was a plea to his men to keep fighting, to keep pressing in there, to hang in there and fight with everything they've got. I'm sure at that point, you know, their captain had been shot, mortally wounded. That means he was fixing to die. And he gives him these words, "Don't give up the ship." He's saying to them, "Keep fighting, keep pressing, hang in there, keep going. We can't give up on this thing. The enemy may look like they've got the other hand. It may look like they've got the advantage here, but you've got to fight with everything that's in you." He said, "You can't give up your ship." See, Lawrence knew that that ship was their lifeline. He knew that that ship was the only hope that they had in making it, in surviving, in getting the victory. He knew if they gave up that ship, they'd lost everything. If they gave up that ship, they were at the mercy of their enemy. If they gave up that ship, they were accepting defeat. And so he told them to guard that ship with everything that they had. You know, I can almost hear him as he walks across, or as they're carrying him downstairs, and he's screaming out to them, "Men, don't give up the ship. Keep fighting. Keep pressing. Give them everything you've got. I know you're weak, you're tired from battle, but you've got to hang in there. Keep fighting. Don't let them have the ship. Don't give up the ship." You know, that very thing can be said to us here tonight. Don't give up the ship. Many of us here tonight are in a battle. We're in a battle like we've never seen before, Brother Jeff. This church as a whole, as a local body here, is under attack. Maybe under more attack than I've ever seen a church be under in my lifetime. You know, I can look. Each individual family in here is going through a battle. They're going through war. It seems like the devil's coming at you from every angle. Each individual person in here, the devil's, he's fighting with you. He's battling. He's warring against you. It seems like day in and day out, you're under attack. You know, he's trying to rip families apart in the church, break up marriages, tear kids away. You know, he's trying to get into your mind and play games with you. There's more sickness in the church than I've ever heard of. You know, it seems like every time we come in, there's some report of somebody who's got cancer, somebody who's got diabetes, somebody who's going through this or going through that. We're in a war tonight. We're in a battle. You know, I can look from one side of the congregation to the other, and I can see battle after battle after battle that we're fighting. You know, many of us have given in the requests about the battles that we're going through. You know, we've asked for prayer, for help, and, you know, we've tried to bind together and help each other go through these things. You know, some of us maybe haven't said it out loud. Maybe you've held it in what you're going through, but you're fighting for your life tonight. When you go home and you wake up in the morning, you're fighting for your life and you're giving it everything you've got. It seems like you're at wit's end. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. But can I tell you tonight, don't give up the ship. If I could say anything to you tonight, if I could offer one plea tonight, it's don't give up the ship. You see, we're on a ship tonight. That ship ultimately is God. It's our relationship with God. It's our life with God. It's our walk with God. Brother Jeff, we've got to guard that. We've got to fight against that. That's what the devil's after tonight. He's coming at us from every angle, from every avenue, from every perspective, trying to get you to lose out, trying to get you to come off of that ship, trying to get you to lay down your life with Christ, give up on your relationship with Christ, to go after what he says is an easier way. But can I tell you tonight, don't give up the ship. We've got to keep fighting. Brother James, we've come too far now to give up. We've come too far to throw in the towel. We've come too far to say, it's getting too hard. It's getting too tough. We're too close to the end of this thing now to abandon ship. We've got to fight this thing out. It's not over yet. Paul bids us in Ephesians chapter 6 in our text tonight. He said, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Paul knew the importance of standing. He knew the importance of when everything's coming against you and you feel like you just can't bear it, you just can't make it. He knew that you got to stand. You've got to muster up the strength just to stand. You know, Paul, he wasn't speaking cluelessly here. It wasn't that he didn't know what he was talking about. He was just saying words to try to encourage the people. Paul knew what it was like to be in a battle. Paul knew what it was like to go through some things. Paul had been beaten. He'd been stoned and left for dead. He'd been in prison. He'd been forsaken by his friends. He'd been out in the cold shivering of a night, Sister Brenda, out there trying to spread this gospel to the world. He'd been threatened to death. He'd been put in prison. He's gone through things. And if any man had the right to stand up and say, when you've done all you can to stand, stand therefore, it was Paul. He's gone through things many of us can't even imagine going through. But he still stood and said, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Yes. Paul bids us in Ephesians that when you've done all that you know to do, when you've tried everything that you know to try, when you've quoted every scripture that you know to quote, when you've got down on your knees and you've prayed every prayer that you can think to pray, when you've done all that you can do to stand, stand therefore. He's saying you've got to keep going in this thing. You can't give up now. You can't back up. You can't let off. If there's any time to stand right now, if there's any time to fight, if there's any time to press on and keep going, it's now. It's now. We're coming up on the end of this thing. It's no time to back off and lay back. But it's time we get something inside of us that causes us to arise and stir and say, hey, devil, I'm going to stand. I don't care what you bring against me. I don't care how you come against me. Stand therefore. John Paul Jones was another captain in the Navy. He was a captain in the Continental Navy during the Revolutionary War. He was a fierce captain as he fought against the British. He'd conquered, destroyed, even captured several ships, enemy ships. On September 23rd, 1779, Jones fought in one of the bloodiest engagements ever recorded in naval history. As he captained his ship, he was broadsided by a British vessel called the Serapis. During the initial collision, his ship was horribly damaged. It lost much of its firepower, many of its gunners. The ships became entangled together. Their masts got stuck into each other as they were battling there, fighting with each other. During this entanglement, the captain of the Serapis called out to Jones and said, "Do you surrender?" Even though Jones's ship was on fire, it was burning, it was sinking, Jones refused to accept the demand from the British for surrender. And he replied, "I have not yet begun to fight." Oh, something arose in Jones. It looked like he was facing certain defeat, Sister Reba. It looked like he'd reached the end. There was no avenue out of there. His ship was on fire. It was going under. The enemy was standing over top of him, coming at him with everything that he had, demanding that he surrendered. But something inside of Jones arose up and said, "Hey, I'm not going to go out without a fight in this thing. I'm not going to just back down and let you take me out." He said, "I'm not going out a coward. I'm not going out with the tail between my legs. But if you're going to take me out, you're going to have to bring everything you've got, because I'm going down with the fight. I'm going down in a blaze of glory." He refused to accept defeat. He was at wit's end, Brother Jared. He had nowhere else to go. All he had to do was surrender or fight. And he chose to fight. He told him, he said, "I have not yet begun to fight." Oh, if we would get a backbone about us, that when the devil comes with us with everything he's got, when we're staring him right in the eye and he's telling us it's over, it's done, you've got no hope, if we'd get something inside of us that would cause us to stand up and say, "Oh no, devil, I have not yet begun to fight." Oh, can you imagine how God will come on the scene? Can you imagine how he'll flood in there and change the situation? More than 3 hours later, the Serapis surrendered, and Jones commanded their vessel. He was at the end, Sister Reba. He'd hit rock bottom. There wasn't anything else for him to do. Oh, but he chose to fight. I can hear him screaming at his men, "Come on, guys. We've lost some of our gunners. Our cannons have fallen into the sea. I know it looks grim, fellas, but we've got to fight. We can't give up now. We can't give up now. The only hope we've got is to give them everything we've got." If your situation seems hopeless tonight, if it seems like there's no way out, Brother Danny, if it seems like the enemy's got you hemmed up, it feels like your ship's on fire and going under, don't give up the ship. Don't give up the ship. You've got to keep fighting. You've got to keep pressing in there. Did you know God likes to show up in your hopeless situation? That's one of His most favorite times to shine through, Sister Ange, is when your back's up against the wall, that enemy's coming in against you, and you've got nowhere else to go. That's when God likes to show up and step in and say, "Hang on, devil. That one's mine. You can't touch him. You can't have him. You've fought him. You've come against him. You've beat him down. He's bloody and battered from the battle. Oh, but he stood for me, and I'm not going to let him have defeat. But I'm going to come in, and I'm going to stop you right here. And you can go no further." Your hopeless situation, that's when God likes to move. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. That means when the devil and all of his demons are coming after you, it seems like there's not a demon fighting anybody else because they're all coming after you, Brother James. It seems like they're coming in like a flood. They've got you surrounded. They've got the ambush on you. They're giving you everything they've got. They're fighting. They're toiling with you. They're getting in your mind. They're getting in your body, your sicknesses. They're getting into your family life, telling you that your children will never be saved. Your parents will never be saved. Your marriage can never be fixed. When he's into your bank account and he's saying, "Hey, you don't have the money to pay your bills coming up. You don't know where your food's going to come from next. I've got you right where I want you." That's when God raises up a standard against him and says, "Oh no, touch not mine anointed and do them no harm." That's when God comes in. Hey, God's a game changer. He comes on scene and he changes what seems to be inevitable.
Yes, he does.
We serve a God of impossibilities. I don't care how bad your situation looks. I don't care how bleak it appears. I don't care what the devil's bringing against you or how big and bad he looks. It doesn't matter. That doesn't faze my God in the least. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That means the devil can bring all of his demons. He can bring every arsenal he's got in hell to use. And he can come against you. But he's not bigger than my God. He's not able to take me out. The Bible says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. Hey, it may look bad tonight. It may look like your problems are running your life. It may look like you've got nowhere to go. You're at wit's end. You're at the end of the road. You're hanging on at that end of the rope and you've got nothing left to do. But guess what? You can keep fighting tonight. You got to hang in there. You've got to stand. If you're hanging on by just a thread, keep hanging on. God will show up. He will move in your situation. He will calm your storms. He will. Don't give up the ship. We can't give up the ship tonight. Bible, we don't have to give up the ship. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. You know, he goes on to say in that same passage that I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hey, you look at that list and you tell me what else the devil's got to fight with. It looks to me like that list pretty much covers everything. That means it doesn't matter what he's bringing your way. It doesn't matter if it's sickness, if he's affecting your health, if he's in your mind, if he's in your finances. Hey, he can bring whatever he wants, but nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus, which is for the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us. He said in that same passage, if God be for us, who can be against us? Let the devil come. He can't win this thing. We've read the end of the book. We know how it turns out. We are victorious if we'll stand for him. Hey, it's not over tonight. We've got to keep standing. We've got to keep fighting. Don't give up the ship tonight. We've got too much at stake here, Brother James. We've come too far. I don't know about you. I've lived a short life. But hey, I've come too far to give up now. I've gone through too many battles, too many trials. Jesus has rescued me too many times for me to give up now. He's done too much for me for me to toss in the towel and say, Jesus, it's too hot now to keep going. Oh, but I know that if I'll stand for him, that gracious, mighty, merciful, powerful God will come down into my situation. He'll come down and he'll meet me right where I'm at. And he'll take my hand and he'll go through that trial with me, Sister Ange. You know what it's like to be in a battle. You know what it's like to stand when you feel like you can't stand anymore. You know what it's like not to be able to stand anymore. But hey, if you'll hang on to God, look what he can do for you. He can show up in your situation. He can change your situation. Hey, don't give up the ship tonight. Keep standing. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. I know what it's like to feel weak. I know what it's like to feel like you can't do anything. You're hopeless. You're at the end. You're at the mercy of your enemy. Oh, but if you're a child of God, you are never at the mercy of your enemy. Oh, but we're at the mercy of an almighty, powerful God who only sees in your best interest. That same passage, Romans 8 there, he says, all things work to good for those that love him. You know what? That trouble, that situation, that trial that you're going through right now, hey, if you'll stand and you'll hold on to God, he'll turn it into a testimony. He's got the greatest gift for reversing the curse. And when the devil comes at you and he's trying to take you out and you stand for God and you lean on his word and you trust what this Bible tells you, hey, he's able to take your situation and turn it around and give you a testimony like nobody else has got. He's able to, that you can speak words of life into people, Brother Dan. You're able to say, hey, I've been where you're at. I've gone through what you're going through. And I know a God that's able to carry you through. He's able to bring you out on the other side victorious.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
When I come to the end, Brother Mickey, I don't want to say that I gave up. I don't want to say that I abandoned ship and didn't make it. I don't want to say that I was that close, so close, but I gave up my ship. Oh, what a report to give. To stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, if I had have just held on, if I had have just kept fighting, if I had just kept standing, if I had just held on to that ship and guarded it and protected it. Oh, but instead, I'd rather stand before him and like Paul say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Oh, what a testimony that is. To be able to look back on your life and say, I came through some things. There were some dark times down there. There were some problems. There were some times I didn't know how I was going to pay my next bill. I didn't know where my next meal was going to come from. I didn't know how I was going to make it. It was dark. It was gloomy. It was dreary. Oh, but God showed up. Oh, in my darkest battle, God showed up. You can stand and you can look back and say, I fought battle after battle. Oh, but I have fought a good fight. And I have finished my course. And I have kept the faith. Hey, we can make it tonight. We can make it tonight.
Oh, yes, we can.
The Word says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That word endure means we're going to have to go through some things. That means some hardships are going to come our way. That means we're going to have these battles. We're going to have these wars that we're going to have to go through. Oh, but if we'll endure, if we'll press on, if we'll keep standing, we'll keep fighting, the same shall be saved. If we'll hang on to the end, Brother Mickey, we'll be saved. God will come through and He will bring you out on the other side. And you will be victorious. Don't get tore up by your troubles. Don't get tore up by the things that you're going through. You might as well expect it. It's nothing new. You're not the first one to go through it. You probably won't be the last one.
That's right.
Don't get tore up about it. I know that's a hard thing to hear when you're going through something. You say, well, who is he to tell me not to worry about it? He doesn't know what I'm dealing with. I don't know what you're dealing with. But I do know that there's a God that's bigger than whatever it is. He said in the Word, Beloved, think it not strange concerning this fiery trial which is to try you, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. Hey, if you'll hold on, if you'll keep fighting, He will be glorified through you. That Spirit of glory will shine upon you. You know what? There's people watching you right now. There's people that you come in contact with on a daily basis, be it your family, your friends, your classmates, your co-workers, whoever it may be, and they're watching you. They know you're going through things. They know stuff's coming against you. And they sit and they watch and they say, how in the world is he making it? How is he still proclaiming this Christ when he's got all of this stuff on him? They're watching you. But you know what? They're also watching when you stand, when it seems like you can't stand. They're watching when you're fighting, when you feel like you don't have the strength to fight anymore, Brother Morton. Oh, and they see when God shows up and changes your situation and makes you a conqueror over your problems, over your needs. They see that, and He's glorified through you into them, and that's a witness to them.
Yes, it is.
We can make it tonight.
We can make it.
Don't give up. Keep fighting. Don't give up the ship. Don't give up the ship. Stand with me tonight. Man. We can keep fighting. We serve a God who's all powerful. He's all knowing. He knows where you're at tonight. He knows what you're going through. He knows the problems that you're facing. And He knows the answer. Because He is the answer. Oh, and if we'll just fight. I know it's hard sometimes. I know you're tired, you're weary from the battle. Oh, but we've got to, Sister Ange. We've got to keep fighting. Because there's a glorious reward that's waiting for us over yonder. There's coming a day, Sister Ida, that we're not going to have to fight anymore. We're not going to have these battles anymore. But we're going to be able to stand in heaven with the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory before our faces. There's not going to be any troubles. There's not going to be any problems. There's not going to be any hardships to endure up there. But we're going to be in everlasting peace. Everlasting joy in the safety of heaven, wrapped in the arms of our fathers. Well, He'll take you and He'll wipe your tears from your eyes. He'll put all those trials behind you. And He'll say, enter in, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, but I will make you ruler over many. We've got to fight tonight. We've got to fight now harder than we've ever fought before. Keep standing. Keep fighting. Let this be an encouragement to you tonight. These scriptures, these things, go home and read them. Let it be an encouragement to you. Keep standing. Keep fighting. Don't give up the ship tonight. Come and pray.